Welcome back for part two of our conversation with Lori DeSanctis on networking and mentoring. What tips would you give, or what do you feel networking means?
That is a really good question. And you're so right. It definitely is a two-way street. I would agree with that. Some of the mentors we have in the program say they think they got more out of their relationship than even the person they were mentoring.
Oh.
Trojans love to come back to campus and love to be connected again to what they had when they were there. And there were often a lot of things they wish they had done during their 4 years that you can benefit from learning from them. Like I said, they've been in your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that is very true. Just networking in general is when you make that connection, because sometimes it is a little bit hard to connect with people. That's just how networking goes. You have to reach out to a lot of people. Some people don't answer. Some people are like, I don't have the time. But when you do reach out to them, and I want our listeners and kind of have this conversation here as well, people want to talk about what they do in their life. That's a big thing that I believe is my family, my wife, my close immediate family, they know kind of what I do for work, and they're kind of sick of hearing me talk about it. So they don't really ask questions about how did I get into my career and what does it mean and what do I do and all those interesting questions. So when you are talking to a person doing this networking, kind of what we call an informational interview, how do you recommend running that interview? What questions should a student ask to those networking people or those mentors?
That is also a very good question. So networking can be really uncomfortable at first.
Yes.
And you can be maybe intimidated by the person you want to talk to. But we help prepare you for that, both in the mentorship program and also in the Career Pathways office. It's all about having an objective, like being prepared by knowing a little bit about the person and the company they work for, and then following up with them the next day. So you're beginning to develop a relationship with them that's more than just about getting the job. One thing you don't want to do in networking is come out and ask someone for a job. It should
Yes.
be about gathering information, maybe exploring opportunities. My favorite way to end a networking session is to ask the person if there is anyone else you should be talking to, because you never know where these connections can lead, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, so if the person you're talking to can't help you, they might know somebody who can. So it's all about making these connections, and you never know where it can lead. And one thing about USC is I always tell the students, you know, take advantage of your time here. Be mm-hmm. nice to everybody that you meet and be interested in everybody that you meet, because it could be 20 years down the road when you are mid-career and want to make a switch that you can reach out to that person. And just the fact that they're also a Trojan, they're going to want to help you. And that's something that's very different that USC mm-hmm. has that other schools don't.
Yes, yes. That's definitely something I've encountered when I'm helping students kind of through this networking process and we are able to connect to somebody is... there is a lot of Trojan pride. There's a lot of it means something to these alumni that I'm going to be honest. I went to Utah State. I am very proud of Utah State. But if somebody, a student, current student came and was like, I know you were an Aggie. Will you come help me? I'm like, that doesn't carry the same weight. But to these mentors, to these people you're going to be networking with, it does. It truly means something. Why do you think that is? What is it about USC that kind of fosters these relationships, do you think?
You know, that is such a great question. I have 2 degrees from USC, and I'm part of a Trojan legacy where my dad also went to USC, so did my sister and all 3 of my kids. So it's just something special. Your time at USC, it's very hard to get into the school to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already surrounded by people from all over the world with all different interests, but everybody has something similar, you know, with them. And that's the work ethic, I would say. You know, everybody wants to do something to help make the world a better place. And it doesn't matter what your major is, you want it to be meaningful. And the people that you meet, you know, USC is very open. It's one of the schools where even if you're a business major, you can take classes in the cinema school. And we have the number one cinema school in the world. They'll still let you take classes there if you're not a cinema major. And, you know, we have a student in our mentorship program who created her own major and got written up in Teen Vogue. So, I mean, there's just really no limit. Like the people that get into USC, they bring something to the table and you really find your people there. And, you know, I see a lot of students wearing USC sweatshirts around campus, but you also see them out and about in the grocery store, you know, on the road. People don't stop wearing those when they graduate from USC. I've been to other colleges and it's not the same. Like you can walk around, there might be one person wearing it and then you don't see anyone outside wearing them. So there's just a lot of pride there. And I was talking to one of our alumni today who's in South Africa, and she asked me what Visions and Voices is. And I was telling her, you know, it's cultural events that are held on campus that are free for students, you know, alumni to watch. And we were just kind of looking at who was coming to town. And there were some really big names. And, you know, there's just something about USC as something for everyone, and they encourage everyone to be involved. And, you know, even my time working in Career Pathways with you, which I really enjoy, our office, there's just something really special about our team. You know, it's not an experience I've ever had. I've worked at other companies and it's not the same. Like there's just, you feel it, you know. Nowhere else can you be working in your office on a Thursday afternoon and hear the Trojan marching band practicing right outside your window, which we actually get to do. So I don't know. It's something that's with you for the rest of your life. And no matter where Trojans are all over the world, they want to be connected.
Yes, I 100% agree. And I coming in as kind of a transplant as staff, I 100% feel that. Sadly, we are coming to the end of our time together, Lori and listeners. It has been so great learning from the queen of networking and mentoring. So before I let you go, Lori, is there anything in particular that you would like to plug or any additional words of wisdom, thoughts, and advice? Give us the lowdown here at the end.
Yes. So I am very proud of our mentorship program, and I would like to plug that. So it did fill up already for spring, but we are doing priority registration for fall. The way to get your name on that list would be to email me at lauriedesanctis@usc.edu, and I'll spell that lauriedesanctis@usc.edu. And I'm happy to add you to the list for fall. It's an incredible program. I promise you, you'll get more out of it than you ever expected, and you'll have fun all along the way.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Lori, for joining us. And for our listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. That's why I'm doing this whole thing, so please ask your questions. For more career information, visit us at dorenseif.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.